This is Hotshot Johnny Devine, and you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio. And all you slack-jawed troglodytes out there, remember something. Wrestling is all about talent. Wrestle Talk Radio has talent, and it's the only station that's divine.
This is Chris Vianney, DNA Knockout.
This is Lacey Von Erich.
I'm Al Snow.
This is Harry Smith.
This is Stampede Kid T.J. Wilson.
I invite this good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back into the squared circle to present to you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school in the WWE, TNA, and indie scene.
It's still real to me, damn it!
With your host, Tim Stein.
Hail to the king, baby.
You will bow to me.
Spud.
Let's face it. Most of you don't like me.
Will.
I am awesome. I do what I want, when I want.
Mace.
Everybody knows I'm perfect in every way.
And the Omega.
I'm half man, half amazing. I am better than you.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
God, I'm Alan Wojcik. If you're going, wait a minute, that's not Tim Stein. He's sitting somewhere watching a hockey game right now. 888-357-9876, option one. It's the way you get to join us here tonight on Wrestle Talk Radio. And if you're going, dude, who the hell are you? I guess you don't listen to OWW Radio on Tuesday nights. I've been covering TNA wrestling from 2002 to 2007. And was in attendance at Lockdown 2005 and a 2006. And I hate to break it to you, kids, that I thought the ending of the night that Sting chokeslammed the Abyss onto a coffin was bad. Oh my God. This had to be the worst pay-per-view ending in wrestling history. Now, there's a lot of great voices that are on this show, and I'm going to bring them in.
Okay, okay, hold on. I think this amateur's had enough time. Thank you very much for trying, but stay
amateur?
Tuned.
Amateur, okay. I got 10 years in wrestling, pal. Amateur my ass.
Well, you got one night on this show, so get in line.
Hey, nobody's talking to this intro unless it's the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio.
That's right, I'm trying to talk, if you'd excuse me.
Everyone knows that's Scott Hall.
Go on, Alan.
No. It's the original voice of wrestling right here on Wrestle Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest host for the evening doing the introductions, the one, the only, Alan Wojcik. Wait for it. Wojcik.
Yeah, and I'm more amazed to say this, Bug. Mr. Anderson actually had a wrestling match that didn't make me want to grab a garbage can and puke during the match. I've never been a fan of his, and Tim Stein knows it from being on OWW Radio as our producer, and Sir Rockin's heard it too. But him and Kurt Angle stole the entire pay-per-view. There's no way I'm doing this show on my own, because these guys have been doing this for a lot longer than I've been involved in radio. Omega's here, Will is here, Mace is here, the Spug is here, and the guru of hockey talk, even though we're not talking hockey tonight, the man from the Stampede of Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Tim Stein, is here too. And they all want to talk with you, 888-357-9876, option one, and it's WTR_Sunday_night, if I remember, is the way you get on the Skype with these guys.
No,
not
it's Sir Rock.
Sir Rockin' on the Skype tonight. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR, Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we promise we will do everything we can to deliver a more exciting show than TNA's Lockdown 2010.
Oh, yeah, that's a tacky intro, Tim.
A late-term abortion would be more exciting than that, than Lockdown 2010.
Okay, whoa. Now, don't bring up things like that. You know how the Republicans will start shit dance. What are you doing? My God, Spug. Are you a Democrat or a Republican?
I'm an independent, and right now I have a mouthful of Pop Rocks.
I think you're probably a secret member of the Tea Party.
Actually, no. We must not get into politics.
I'm just guessing. Yeah, we'll save that for the Geek Show, Otaku Talk Live. New day and time, Wednesday nights. Shut up, Spug.
That's because Calgary's not in the playoffs.
I was timing to see who was going to go there first, and I'm the hockey person that's not going there, because I'm a Ranger fan, and I'm nowhere near the playoffs right now.
But guess who is? The defending Stanley Cup champions, the Pittsburgh Penguins, baby! Woo!
Defending, but not repeating, and they won't this year. Anyway, we'll talk hockey at a later point in time. Maybe do a post-playoff wrap-up with the Spud Guy and Alan Wojcik right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So those three or four of you who enjoy the game of hockey, mark it on your calendars, the end of the playoffs. That being said, we've got a pay-per-view to Autopsy.
Well, that's a pretty good word, because this one's already dead.
Yeah, it's dead, it's gone, it's buried, it's in the books. Anyway, we promised we'll take a look at TNA Lockdown, and so that's what we're going to do. So here it is.
If someone makes one more tacky joke, I'm stabbing them with a pen.
Will you get off the tacks and the tacky jokes?
How about the tacky intro we had tonight?
That was that was a really tacky direction you took us in just there, Will.
I'm good at that.
Yeah. Well, let's face it, everybody. The opening match tonight, the advantage for Lethal Lockdown, saw Rob Van Dam take on James Storm. This was not a bad match. This was a good match to open it up. It was nice and hot. Let's talk to our special guest host for the evening to start off the bat first, Mr. Alan Wojcik. And you'll notice I keep pronouncing your name correctly. Wow. What did you think of the curtain jerker, as it were?
I was stunned because I'm a fan of the old WCW War Games cage matches, and I joked on the show Tuesday night, and I even said to a couple friends in my wrestling circle, this is going to be easy. The heel always wins this match. Never. And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait, Rob Van Dam won?
Yeah,
there's swerve number one of, like, what? I lost the swerve count tonight at about 50. It was like, holy cow.
Yeah, you know, you actually said that to me. You know, the heel always wins at War Games, and I was thinking of replying to you and saying, well, you know, this isn't WCW, but I decided to keep my mouth shut.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, everybody says, oh, you know, all the WCW guys are going to kill TNA. Well, there's one little itty-bitty tiny example of how TNA is not WCW. They fuck up in different ways.
And boy, were there many tonight, but we'll cover them later on.
Absolutely. Seeing as he's got his mouth full of rocks and cream, don't ask, we'll explain later. We'll skip the Spud Guy right now and go straight to Will. Will, what did you think of the opening match?
That's it. Hill should have won. Instead, you lose half the psychology of a War Games style match. Oh, joy. Oh, and early bleeding.
Yeah, and profuse bleeding tonight. Yeah, that's for damn sure. But if that's the only thing you got to say, we'll move on to the Omega.
It's an RVD match. I can't I am contractually obligated to never complain about an RVD match.
Go ahead.
That being said, I do kind of agree with Will. You know, I like seeing RVD win. It's good not to diminish his character on one of his first TNA pay-per-views. But, you know, it does take away from some of the psychology.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, you know, as soon as we saw RVD come out, and then we saw RVD getting the win, I was wondering if you had the Windex handy to wipe off your screen afterwards. But you know, different story. I'm just saying.
No. You are entirely wrong, sir.
Well, no,
my keyboard's a mess, but my screen is fine.
Okay, no, I was just figuring that you were yelling so loud that you might have, you know, spat on it or something. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Sure. Uh-huh. No, really.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Say no more. What's it like? No, never mind. How many people remember Monty Python? Anyway, so you thought it was meh. Interesting. Very interesting. It was a bit of a swerve as far as I was concerned. You know, like Alan pointed it out, the heel always wins in this thing. Will figured it screwed up the psychology. I don't know about that, the way it tied into how the first part of Lethal Lockdown played out, but we'll get to the main event when it's time to get to the main event. Mace, your opinions.
This is what I get for, like, waking up about 5 minutes before the pay-per-view and not, like, having caffeine in my system to wake me up. I actually thought this was the Lethal Lockdown match, because I missed the intro and whatever the hell explanation they gave for this match was. Other than that, it was a decent match. Can't complain about it. I recently signed the same contract as Omega.
Okay, there you go. Finally, hopefully Mace has got Spug has got the cream and the rocks out of his mouth, or at least he swallowed, so we can talk to him about this now. Spug,
shut your fucking mouth! Jesus
what?
Christ!
What?
Pop out the cream soda!
Yeah, well, what do you think I was referring to?
No, you were trying to make some double entendre gay joke. Listen up, Canadian, shut your fucking mouth and watch the Americans play hockey!
No. Spug, you're getting it wrong. First off, it's not Americans playing hockey. It's Canadians on American teams playing hockey. Get it right,
well,
number one.
Well, you know what? An American-based team's going to win the Stanley Cup again this year.
Number two, I wasn't making any kind of double entendre bullshit. I mean, we're talking
trying.
About...
You were trying, failing miserably.
No, you're the one who told us you had rocks and cream in your mouth. I don't know. So anyway, that being said, you and I have gone back and forth several times, and strangely enough, we've always been in agreement. You have to start fairly hot with a pay-per-view to get the crowd going, to get them into it. The fact that Rob Van Dam was bleeding in the opening match, I think, was a little incidental. He, I believe, got cut open the heart. That was a hard way.
That was a hard way, one. And two, it was like 10 seconds into the match. Three, that I don't understand how that's starting out the pay-per-view hot. Dude, the pay-per-view really didn't get going until the Angle-Anderson match. I'm dead serious. That pay-per-view to me, the first three matches was just one of those, huh? It made no sense. No sense. And Alan's right. Usually the heel always wins. It would have made more sense to continue on the domination by Team Flair for James Storm to win that. This is why I hate TNA, people. Their booking makes no sense.
Well, you know, here's
in the end, it didn't bloody matter anyway, so shut up.
Yeah, you know, you say, well, the heel always wins. Well, you know, people complained about that. Yeah, I know you're going to say, oh, we didn't, I didn't. Well, a lot of people
complained. You know what I'm going to say? You know what I'm going to say is it makes perfect psychology and perfect booking sense. That's why they continue to do it.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm just giving you the devil's advocate perspective, as it were. Anyway, it was a good match. It wasn't off the hook. It wasn't anything wow, but it didn't cause me to fall asleep. Alan?
Like I said, it was just very awkward to see the baby face go over in that, and then to have the baby, I mean, I know I'm forecasting to later on, but to see a baby face is somewhat have an advantage in Lethal Lockdown, and I gotta agree with everybody else, this pay-per-view really started out with like a, huh? You got Waltman not being there, Doug Williams being with the entire WWE roster trapped underneath volcanic ash, and I think Vince Russo's booking is also trapped under the volcanic ash, but hey. And
no,
then
no, no.
See, I'm going to interrupt you right there, okay? A lot of people are saying that the volcanic ash is the result of some volcano in Iceland erupting for the first time in 80 years or something like that. That's not true. Ash is the result of, that's the fumes from the bullshit that we experienced with Russo booking.
Oh, okay.
It's the fallout.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you want to talk more about that. You had that opening match, and the next thing you know, okay, so we stripped Doug Williams, as opposed to just letting him defend the belt the next night on Impact, and I understand sticking the guns in there in that match, the escape match, and then out of nowhere, Homicide, maybe I'm wrong, but Homicide hasn't been on TNA TV for at least a couple months, and
the
all
last
of a sudden,
time,
he's in? What the hell?
The last time he was on TV, he gave Rob Terry a chair shot that he just took with no protection whatsoever.
Resulted in Lance Storm writing a very vitriolic column that we discussed in depth last Sunday night. If you missed it, it's in the archives right now. Unprotected chair shots to the head, big no-no. If you do it right, then we don't have a problem with it. Moving on. So the opening match wasn't anything spectacular. People are like, huh? Because they don't understand the booking or the psychology, or they claim or insist that there is no psychology in this particular booking. Fact of the matter is, Rob Van Dam comes out victorious, and Team Hogan winds up with the advantage for Lethal Lockdown, the main event for the pay-per-view tonight. And we can complain and bitch about it all we want. Doesn't matter. Not going to change things. So we're going to move on to the escape match. The winner becomes Doug Williams' replacement. Oh, breaking news. Breaking news. Will.
It was an okay match, then the ending just really was just fucking terrible. I said when we were picking it that a heel had to win, but of course, I was like, I want to see Brian Kendrick go somewhere, even though I knew how wrong I was. And, I don't know, just solidified the fact that four people were going to do double duty tonight, which is ridiculous.
Well, the winner of this match was Homicide, and again, it wasn't a bad match. I would classify it as average. Omega?
Yeah, it was pretty much okay. Though, I really don't see the logic of giving an X Division title shot to a guy who just got absolutely demolished the last time we saw him on TV after months of being completely gone. I mean, you might as well give it to Shark Boy. You know, it has just as much credibility behind it.
There you go, yeah. Mace.
This was surprising because it was actually a match where you had to escape the bloody cage. Unlike most matches tonight that would end in the usual pinfall or submission and just have the cage there for decoration, this one, the cage actually served a purpose. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, all I'm going to say about this match is, welcome to TNA Bloody Mania!
Stole that from me.
There you go. Yeah. So far, we got two matches and two juicings, two bladings. Wow. Do you think that maybe we're seeing a little bit too much blood in TNA?
Oh, dear God, yes. I think every match had blood in it.
Every match did have a... No, the only match
that didn't
have blood in it was the girls.
Well, that's
none that
bummer.
We saw on camera, anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Hey, if it's the wrong time of month, it counts.
Wow. He's got a point.
Yeah.
Still disgusting and sick.
Yeah. Just remember, Alan, this is WTR, not OWW. We are very politically incorrect here.
I'm fine.
We're vulgar.
Wait, I don't think anyone bled in Young Nash, did they?
Just the fans from having watched it.
Yeah, not for lack of trying.
I thought Eric Young ended the match busted.
I thought he did.
He did, that's right. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, every match had blood in it. Every match had blood in it. And you know, Mace brought up a very interesting point, and I'm going to continue that. isn't one of the basic tenets of a cage match to either escape over the top or through the door and both feet hit the floor to win? Isn't the basic tenet of a fucking cage match?
Depends
on what promotion you're in.
Yeah.
The basic
when you're turning it into a gimmick, yeah, the basic premise is to escape. But the original idea of the cage is just to keep them from running away.
Keep them in there, let them be brutal to each other.
No, I'm talking the basic tenet of a cage match. When you say, we're going to do a cage match, which is usually a special gimmick match, the basic fucking tenet is to escape. Now, you can pinfall or submission, that was added in later, by several promotions in several territories, but the basic fucking tenet was to escape. Why only one match where they had to escape?
There were two.
Dude, that Kurt Angle shit didn't count. Really? They gave him the fucking piece of fuck. That's a whole other bitch on my part.
Okay, there you go. I think the only person who hasn't chimed in for this match might be the Thunder from Down Under, Mace.
I already said my piece on this. Why are you coming back to me?
Yeah, he already said his piece.
Oh, this is what happens when I talk to 15 different fucking people in instant message during the show. Okay, so who didn't have anything to say about the match? Did everybody
say anything about the match. I just bitched about the cage.
I'm someone, I don't know about the rest of this panel, but I've attended two of Lockdown pay-per-views, and in Lockdown, when they did Lockdown 2005 and Shocker won this match, the initial pitch of the match was to us as fans and me covering it was, okay, this is the exact opposite of all these matches. They're going to escape. And I said, yeah. And just like Spug said, so the cage is keeping everybody in except this one match. And I go, right. And I said, now what happens if the match starts to, oh, yeah, another match goes to the floor or something? And they're like, well, I said, okay, you just ruined it for me there. I'm a fan of Homicide as a worker, and I'm a fan of the Guns as workers. Kendrick, I could care less. It was like any other typical X Division match, and I think someone on the show made the comment in the match that this is the kind of match that Doug Williams' character frowns upon with the flying around and flippy floppy style, as some of my friends here in Florida call it. I don't know, I thought it was an entertaining match to get them going, but like I said, a lot of people pulling the double duty thing here when it could have been booked around it. I don't know.
End of the match. Homicide wins, which puts my predictions at 2-0, batting 1,000 on this one. And
which quickly went to shit, by the way.
Well, no, I think I only got one prediction wrong on the night. So,
no. Congratulations, Tim. You can book like a retard.
Wow. Holy dumbass.
Tim, this is what we can get from Canadian All Pro Wrestling, folks.
Oh.
We're going to get Vince Russo booking in Calgary. Great. Now I.
In case you're just joining us, folks, that was the voice of Spug being kicked off onto his butt.
Spug.
We got an open line now if you want to join us at 888-357-9876, option 1.
Spug, did that sound like we were hanging up on you?
He's not going to be able to answer. Oh, he's back. Hi, Spug. I didn't do that.
In case of, and I'm not bragging, I'm complaining. My ability to understand TNA booking is scaring the fuck out of me.
And, I've been covering them for years. I still don't get it.
I'm worried that it means Alzheimer's setting in for you, Tim.
Well, if it was Alzheimer's, then I'd probably wind up booking like what's his name from the other company he's doing?
You're not helping my argument here.
So, you see, I can actually be funny if I wanted to be. And so, there we go.
at the end of the day, where were we? Homicide wins. Congratulations. Next, let's take a look at Eric Young versus Kevin Nash. Did we have a surprise in this one?
No.
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 Nash didn't get injured. That's surprising.
Didn't tear his quads, but I don't know, his back looked a little sore, don't you think?
Didn't I say that? Oh, powerbomb, and he tore everything in his back.
Yeah.
I don't know, that was just a very, very awkward match to begin with. It just... I think everybody that was on the show had more fun commenting on Eric Young's choice of wardrobe than actually caring about the match.
That seems to be a running theme with this show, is that when we get bored enough, we talk fashion.
Actually, I think we started talking about Shawn Michaels' Survivor Series 2002 tights, too.
There you go.
Comparing the worst tights in history.
Oddly enough, you could compare Shawn Michaels and Eric Young tights to different colors of shit.
Wow.
We had shit green and shit brown. Both shit tights. Yeah, you got a point. Congratulations on that. I'm impressed. That being said. Kevin Nash wins and beats Eric Young. Congratulations. Who the fuck cares? Oh, breaking news! Sean Waltman. It's the pay-per-view.
I may have missed it. Did they even try to explain it away to why he wasn't there? I mean,
There was an article.
I saw the article.
Yeah, the article that was posted was that he was at a show last night, at an indie show, and had told a couple of people that he wasn't going to be there tonight because they weren't paying him enough.
Okay.
And tomorrow he's going to be released.
Dude, I just have to say to Sean Waltman, when your most famous moment is the fact that you did a line of coke off of your girlfriend who had a penis, then perhaps any amount of money someone is willing to pay you to show up in a ring and wrestle, you might want to take.
Yes, the man hasn't had a career in years. I mean, this is the guy that went on MTV's little wrestling show and couldn't make it.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is your last chance in this business. WWE certainly isn't going to hire you back, and fuck all. You think Ring of Honor is going to have anything to do with you? You're going to go absolutely nowhere. You fucking go. I don't care if they're paying you in curly fries. Go.
Anyway, that being said, Eric Young loses. Sean Waltman basically says at an independent show last night in the locker room, well, I'm not going to go to lockdown and get paid $500 because I want $650 or whatever. We're going to take it day by day and piece by piece and bit by bit. We're going to take our first time out of the evening. Everybody, it's time for another edition of WTR Tributes. This one might be a bit of a tearjerker for some of you, but it won't be as harsh as some of the ones that we're going to be seeing. As I say that, make sure that you watch your Ustream player. Alan, I have a question for you as we go to break.
Okay. I feel a setup coming. I don't know why.
Talk Radio, they're the Wild Talk Radio chat room.
Oh, there's a Wild Talk Radio chat room? I did not know this.
www.wildtalkradio.com/chat.php, and you'll be able to see the latest DR Tributes video as we go to break. Rock, are you ready? Or shall we give Alan a sec to get over there? Alan, before we go to break, we're going to just give you enough time to get into the chat room. Let us know when you're there. Because,
I have a link, sir.
Really? Okay, well, here. Are you ready for this? You're about to have three or four people give you a link.
Oh, awesome.
WildTalkRadio.com. Look at our behind-the-scenes chat room right there. WildTalkRadio.com/chat.php. Click on that. Let us know when you can see the Ustream player. And because I think you might be interested in this one too, because it goes back to 2005.
Hey, Tim, Can you do one for Sean Waltman's career since it's ending?
I don't think I have enough quality footage of the 1-2-3 kid.
Is there any quality footage of the 1-2-3 kid?
Probably not. At least not that we can show legally.
No, he's wrestling in all of them.
Wow.
Megan wants to get to the career of Braden Walker. Do you have a 15-second jingle? 15-second jingle? I mean, boom, there he is, R.I.P.
Man, you can go ahead and go to break. I'll look at this thing once my laptop loads it up.
That being said, everybody, pay attention to Ustream players, and feel free to post your feedback in the chat room when you check out the latest Tributes video. And, Rock, if it's ready, let's go for it.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine. The whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Radio WTR Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, I'd like to thank you all for paying attention to the WTR Tributes video that we just showed. Eddie Guerrero broken it was the name of the video. And yeah, okay, I've seen a million and one Eddie Guerrero tribute videos, yada yada. Putting Vicky in there was a mistake, yada yada yada. Let me tell you something, people. Get rid of the last 5 years in your brain. Well, okay. 4.5 years in your brain, because that's when I made the video. It was back in 2005 in December, 4.5 years ago. Now, looking at it from that perspective, it's one of the very first Eddie Guerrero tributes to ever hit the internet. And because I had it, it was ready to go. I figured, why not? Let's add it to the WTR tributes, which, by the way, if you have missed any of the ones that we've done so far or want to keep up, all you got to do is go to YouTube. That's spelled Y-O-U-T-U-B-E. And if you were with Wrestle Talk Radio back in, I think, 2006, you'll understand why I spelled YouTube. Rock, how do you spell YouTube? Anyway, inside joke. Type in Wild Talk Radio on YouTube. You'll come up to Wild Talk Radio's page, and you can start following all of the video stuff that we wind up, that we will wind up, and currently have on the Wild Talk Radio YouTube page. That being said, let's get back. I say that being said way too much. Let's get back to TNA lockdown. Must up we next. Well, what do you want to do?
Talk about, you know, actual productive wrestling? Or perhaps a great debate?
Oh, you know what? We can do a great debate tonight. We can do a special one-night-only great debate. I'm thinking, I don't know, Spug, help me out. I see elbows.
Prettiest double drop, or greatest double drop ever, however you want to phrase it. Macho Man versus Shawn Michaels?
Macho Man versus Shawn Michaels versus who else has used the elbow drop?
Oh, you've got a Rick. There's a Ric Flair elbow, but his was off the rope, a standing elbow. You've got The Rock. His
yes,
is a standing
he's
elbow.
He's elbow dropping a coat. That's instant win.
No. That was in Flair's moveset was... was a standing elbow drop.
What about Eugene?
His wasn't nearly as pretty.
No. Bret Hart did a pretty good elbow drop.
But it wasn't a high-flying elbow drop, right? No, that's what I mean. I'm not talking your standing elbow drops or your running elbow. I mean, off the top rope.
Well, yeah, no, Bret did it off the second rope. He never went off the top rope on practically anything. He was hardly ever seen on the top rope.
How about Big Show's elbow drop?
Big Show's
the one that never
drop.
Hits.
Yeah, the one where he jumps off the ropes and lands on his side.
Mm-hmm.
Texas
anyway,
check
yeah,
off
we,
the,
no, no, we're
ring
just
out.
Keeping it simple.
Yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage versus
Shawn Michaels.
The Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. So, guys, gals, kids of all ages, stay tuned for the mini great debate. Breaking news, and I see just as I find it, Tony is posting it in the chat room. Sean Waltman fired from TNA. Didn't we kind of sort of
already say that
in the first segment, how long it was going to take for that shit to happen?
That's just crazy. He's been working down here in Florida with Scott Hall. Scott's been the quote-unquote commissioner of a couple of promotions down here, Vintage Wrestling, and then I believe in Wrestling with Jason Rance's group. So they've been showing up on DVDs, on YouTube. I think Hall's got a thing called Last Call with Scott Hall. So it's not a surprise. I'm still kind of confused why the heck Waltman was ever brought in, but all right, thanks for coming, Sean. Loved having you.
I hope you enjoyed your cup of coffee, X-Pac.
Go back to rehab, bitch.
And next week on TNA Impact, we're going to have Bubba Love Sponge in his first ever match as a member of the band.
Oh, my God.
God,
please,
no.
Let it be a squawk.
No. This sets up. We have a perfect opening here for Jay Lethal to think he's gone WCW Macho Man and think he's in the Wolf Pack. It would work.
I'm down with that.
Okay, really? I'm glad you're down with that. Now, the thing that we got to get down to is getting through this cluster fuck of a pay-per-view. I'm sorry. If you love
TNA,
let's run through the results.
If love TNA, this was not a good thing to be watching. I'll tell you that right now. The next up, we had the TNA Knockouts with the Knockouts Tag Team Championships on the line, and apparently also something else was going on, but nobody really paid much attention to it. Madison Rain is now the TNA Knockouts champion. Alan.
What's there to talk about? The women's division is gone, and this match put it in the grave, so thanks a lot, Vinny Roux and Ed Ferrara, for taking what was at one time an awesome division of wrestlers and making them the biggest afterthought.
Hey,
whoa.
Alan, you're blaming the wrong people, brother. The Knockouts division was actually getting better under their reign. It's when Bischoff and Hogan came in that the entire thing crashed and burned.
Well, you can then blame Terry Taylor's director of talent relations for not sticking up for the wrestlers that were on his roster before Hogan and Bischoff got there. You had Awesome Kong instead of Bubba the Love Sponge. Jerk got sacked. He should have gotten the sack instead of Kong. You had Chula and Melissa just disappear.
Hang on. Did you just say that Bubba the Love... What did you say about him?
He's a jerk-off.
Okay, I thought you said, yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge jerked his sack all over them.
Yeah, he's a jerk. I've met Kong at a couple shows down here that Sin Bodhi, the former Kazarni, runs for a group called Combat Championship Wrestling. And off the record, she's talked to me, and it's just to hear her talk about it, it's just I don't understand how this jerk has a job other than he carries Hogan's bags. And I called it out on the show Tuesday night, too. And I'm sure some of his followers, listeners, morons that spend the Bubba Army money listen to your show or my show and want to get this jerk out of the... he's as bad as the wrestlicious people are. He has no business being on TV. He's worse on TV than Vince Russo was back in the day. And I didn't even think anybody could be worse on TV than Vince Russo was. So Bubba's definitely taken it. I mean, but...
You just gave me a thought. I think I got it figured out. Vince Russo, being one of the bookers in TNA, is sick and tired of people talking about him putting the belt on David Arquette and being such an asshole and a really bad character on TV that he decided to find somebody who'd be worse so they'd stop thinking about him.
Can you do that without the bloody horrible accent, Tim?
Fuck no. I really can't do it without the bloody horrible accent. It's just when you start thinking Russo, you think bloody horrible accents. So, yeah, there you go. Madison Rain is the TNA Knockouts champion, and I will tell you this thing. I don't give a damn what you say about the Knockouts. They've got great asses.
The head scissors stomp.
Oh, Dan, didn't I say that would be a perfect move if the person getting stomped was on her back instead of tits down?
I'll volunteer for the experiment to see if it works.
I'd be more than happy to give it a shot. Anyway, there you go. Now, I'm talking about with, you know, Madison Rain or, you know, Velvet Sky. Yeah, Angelina Love, even Tara. Yeah, I think I could probably force myself to give it a try with Tara.
Tara tried that with you, she'd pop your head clean off your shoulders, dude.
And I wouldn't complain one bit. Up next, the TNA X Division Championship, Doug Williams. There's more breaking news. He's stuck in the UK. Same as pretty much 95% of the Raw roster, main eventers, anyway. Air travel in Britain and the United Kingdom, grounded by the fallout from the ash cloud from the volcano. Now, this isn't part of wrestling, but a really quick explanation as to why all of the flights were grounded. All of that stuff in the air is the dust. There's glass particles and all of that other stuff. They get sucked into the engines, and it's just like using sandpaper on balsa wood when that happens. And the engines can shut down, and generally a plane flies into that shit, and you'll crash. So that's why all of the flights out of the UK were grounded. And they're saying that the flight ban will not be at least partially lifted until sometime Tuesday, if I remember correctly. And they're hoping, but doubtful, that a full ban can be, the full ban can be lifted by next Wednesday, possibly Thursday. So this is going to be interesting for WWE. In the meantime, Doug was forced to vacate the title because he couldn't make it to the pay-per-view. So we had Homicide scoring off with Shannon Moore and Kazarian. Kazarian wins. No big surprise to me at all, whatsoever. Well,
yeah, it was actually a pretty decent match, though. I like that Mace pointed out, and you can't really disagree that Shannon moveset is nothing more but him jumping off things in a flippy fashion. That's it. That's all he's got.
Yeah, but it looks cool when he does it, right?
No, it looks sloppy actually.
Flippy retard.
Anyways, Kazarian had a cool spot in this match where he had Homicide going right for a pin, and then he fucking Northern Lights more and pins them both. That was fantastic. Other than that, it's finally Kazarian getting somewhere in like the last 3 months since they brought him back, when they said, all right, here, you're going to beat the champion. Here, you're the number one contender. Oh, we're giving you your shot on TV with a three-way. Oh, here, you're the number one contender. Oh, wait, hold on. Another three-way. Oh, well, now we're just going to give you a title that doesn't really exist at the moment.
Yeah, there you go. So, anybody else have anything to say about this match? Alan?
It was just another, like he just brought up, it's like titles don't mean anything to TNA. You can win it in a grab bag gift box thing, or the champ won't even be here. I think this match may, if you had Doug Williams here to make it a three-way or possible four-way with Homicide in it, I still think for an X Division match, it was very entertaining, and Shannon Moore's hair is very scary. I keep waiting for someone to wrestle him and get cut open by the frickin' hair.
Well, I still maintain that he stole that gimmick from Ravenous Randy Myers from Stampede Wrestling. You remember him, don't you, Spud? He's your independent man crush?
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
See, told you. Don't worry, Alan. It's all good. He's got a lot of husbands out there in the world of professional.
I do.
Just ask him. He'll, yeah. He would let Triple H pack his fudge any day of the week.
I would let Triple H fuck me in the ass until I bled.
That's what I said.
Okay,
but
I know way too much about you.
Wow. No, I was trying not to be so funny.
You can never do OTL with him again.
There you go.
Dirty. I have to take a shower before and after every episode.
Okay, how many times do we get to see a gimmick match inside of a gimmick match?
Every lockdown?
Every lockdown. We're talking about the next match, Team 3D versus Scott Hall and Kevin Nash.
Ooh.
Team 3D won. Keep going.
I made a sandwich during this match. That was more exciting.
I spanked my child. Keep going.
Okay, please tell me that wasn't a euphemism, Spug.
No. She wasn't listening to her mom and threw a temper tantrum, so I went upstairs and turned her little ass red and put her to bed.
And you shouldn't hit kids, so I'm going to report you to the SPCA or whatever they call it.
Yes.
It's called discipline, Tim. Shut the fuck
report
up.
Report me to the Protection of Animals Society for spanking my child. You fucking dolt.
I was just waiting for somebody to bite, and both you and Maverick did. I know it's Child Services, you collect a bunch of dumbasses. And by the way, fuck Mav. I'm just saying. Anyway, I was kind of kidding, and I do believe that if you spare the rod, you spoil the child.
So, you know, I admit way too much on this network. One of these days, it's going to be used in a court case against me.
If something's wrong when we're spending more time talking about Spud child abusing his daughter than we are about the pay-per-view. Team 3D wins! Bubba, get the tables! Get the fuck out of here! Next match, Kurt Angle versus Mr. Wait for it. I can't wrestle without hurting people or myself. Okay, guys, match of the night. Yes or no?
Unfortunately, yes.
Sorry, Paul.
Because the rest of the show was shit.
Yeah, it's not hard to be match of the night right now. Me and Mace could have put on a match of the night.
Yeah, well, Mace might have, and you just show up.
Sean Maltman could have put on match of the night, but we'll never know.
Only if he was allowed to, like, inject or snort something, Spunk.
This was match of the night, so yeah, I would agree with that. It was definitely match of the night, but... I said it in our chat room, and I'll say it again. So, Kennedy won the key, which unlocked the door to escape the cage to win the match.
Yep.
And the key got thrown away.
And then the key got thrown away, but magically Angle had another key to unlock the door.
What he did with the key was what the pet owners do with dogs. He faked through it and then stuffed it down his shorts.
This is the point. He threw away the key and then magically had the key and then unlocked the door after relocking the door when Kennedy unlocked it. So he could beat up Kennedy some more and do an awesome moonsault off the top of the cage.
I'm so glad I called that.
It was a backflip headbutt is what it was.
Yeah,
he landed on the motherfucker's head.
This is true.
That was a sick spot.
So then he chokes Anderson out with his own warrior medallion, which he wasn't wearing in the ring to begin with.
Yeah, where did it come from? Was that up his ass or down his pants?
I don't know, but Kurt Angle won, and the whole match, I'm like, this is an awesome match, but the booking is just really fucked up.
And then he walks up to the ramp with mic in hand, I want to say you're the greatest fans, and you yada, 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 I'm going to step back and take time off, but I'll be back and focused on the World Heavyweight Champion. Bye, guys.
I thought he was going to pump that cooking site he's got. I kept waiting for him to go to my site and buy meals, dude. See ya.
Fuck, man. Yeah, his pre-prepared meals. Omega, you had a quick point?
Jeez. You see, when Angle does something like that, it just makes me wonder, what was he planning to do if he had lost? You know,
really?
I just got my ass handed to me. I'm going to run away with my tail between my legs, and you're not going to see me until I stop crying. Bye.
You see, I still maintain that what I said last week, let Angle win, but have Kennedy come out after Angle, you know, like, Angle celebrating, have Kennedy beat him down, you know, and there.
Well, that's how you always do when someone leaves to heal up or get surgery or anything like that, because it's a legitimate way of putting them out instead of just, hey, I'm bored, guys, bye.
Yeah, leave on your back. That's the tried and true method of everything, and let's not really get into that right now.
Angle kind of left limping on his feet with Kennedy fake choked out of the ring on the bottom rope. And by the way, that is the worst sell of that ever. Did you look at Kennedy's
fat
fucking face?
Yeah, he was sleeping. His fat fucking face propped up on that bottom rope. He's just like, all right, can we end this now? Can I get up and walk away?
All over.
Yeah, mind you.
Yeah.
Mind you, earlier in the match, as everybody knows, I don't like Anderson, but I do give him credit when credit is due. When Angle's about to leave the cage and he's on his knees flipping him off, was absolutely brilliant.
So,
I will give him credit. But other than that, I hope he got killed or broke his shoulder or something during that match.
See, there you go. This is where the booking just completely lost me, because, okay, you had a match on Impact just to determine who was going to get the key, and there's a psychology to that, because he could either try and get out as fast as possible, or he could keep Angle from escaping completely. And no, they opt for, okay, 30 seconds in, he goes for the door. Okay, and then a minute in, he goes for the door again. And then we're not 2 minutes into the match before the key is in the lock. So now you completely remove the whole fucking point of the key.
Yeah, now here's...
It might as well not have existed. And then he spends the entire match trying so hard to get out of the cage and trying to get everything, you know, just trying to get out of this match. And then near the end, he's just sitting there flicking Angle off, begging for more.
Well, here's what would have been good. Instead of Angle throwing the key out, as soon as Angle was in there and the door was locked, then Kennedy should have had some kind of an evil grin, and he should have thrown the key away.
But that would have made sense, Tim. TNA doesn't make sense.
No. Anderson spent the entire feud, you know, looking for cheap ways out, just trying to one-up Angle, you know, using the metal to bust him open or choke him out or whatever it was. He was always looking for the fast way. It was a personal matter for Angle only, and it fit him better to be the one to throw out the key. That made sense.
No, at the same time, I'm going to disagree with you. Still say it would have been interesting. You stop and you think, Angle's making it personal. So Kennedy gives him the dirty look and throws the key away. Just think about the psychology involved in that one really quickly, Alan.
Match of the night, definitely. And like May said, I'm not a big fan of Ken Anderson, Kennedy, whatever the heck you want to call him, but... This was his best match in TNA, and I kind of agree with the idea that Angle should have left on his back instead of walking out. Like everybody said, yeah, I'm going. See you. By the way, go to my website, buy some stuff. I'll be back after I get married to the fiance that conveniently showed up after my ex-wife's getting engaged.
Wait a second. Isn't she like 25 or something like that?
23 and very interesting looking if you can find photos of her. She has an exotic look, as they say.
Aha! Moving on, TNA World Heavyweight Championship.
She's one of them darkies.
Okay. Aiden Styles versus the Pope, D'Angelo, De Niro, and another one that I got right, AJ Styles, takes the pinfall victory.
Yeah, but did you predict the shank?
Didn't predict the pen to the eye. Did anybody predict a pen to the eye?
It wasn't the eye.
And what the heck is a cameraman ringside doing with a pen on his camera anyway? It should be in his pocket.
I know their camera crew
from being at their shows do that. They all have the run sheets in their back pocket and they mark off, okay, we're done with this horrible angle.
Well, they're doing crossword puzzles
for all I know.
For the cameraman, it's important to leave notes nearby and to be able to write things on the fly, because the way TNA books some of his matches, sometimes it's hard to tell the referee and the wrestler apart. It's just a little note for him.
Gotcha.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have clicked on that link that was posted. Oh, jeez.
Oh, I'm not going there.
Everybody else look at that?
Oh.
That's going to make a lot of Australian women very happy. Anyway, moving on. The main event, Lethal Lockdown. Team Hogan consisting of Abyss, Jeff Jarrett, Jeff Hardy, and Rob Van Dam versus Team Flair, Sting, Desmond Wolfe, and Beer!
Money!
I was waiting. I was waiting for that. The winner, Team Hogan! Another one I got right. It wasn't hard to predict.
Shocking.
Oh, my God. So, the entry order was from 1 through 8. Abyss, Robert Root, Rob Van Dam, Desmond Wolfe, Jeff Jarrett, James Storm. Hey, Jeff Hardy was backstage getting attacked by Sting, then Sting. So actually, technically speaking, position 7 and 8 got reversed because Jeff Hardy came running out, and they tried for, and I think they were pretty successful at it, a sick bump in the Lethal Lockdown, and Jeff Hardy on top of the cage, setting up the ladder, and diving off the ladder onto, who was that, Storm?
Yeah.
On the table?
Storm always takes the big on top of the cage spots.
Yeah. So
I'm just glad they at least had someone attack one of Team Hogan's guys, because the entire match, it's just, there's no, oh, look, here comes the face, they've got the advantage. Wow, this is interesting.
So, there you go, and that's it. I gotta tell you right now.
Hold on, Tim. I gotta say one thing about this friggin' match. The guys were laying in the ring for what? A grand total of 10 minutes? They had to go through the Jeff Hardy spot, then there was the whole Flair Hogan bullshit. Seriously, what the fuck happened? Did somebody drop a nuclear bomb in the ring to get those guys to stay down that long?
Rest it was hold. A result Even of after tacky 10... writing.
They were rest holds. Rest holds, base. And I tell you,
everyone went for the simultaneous clothesline that lays everybody out at the same time.
I have to say this. I give props to Sting for taking the tack bump. I give more props to Flair for taking the bareback tack bump. Because that shit fucking hurts.
Major respect to that man.
I mean, because when you take a shirt tack bump, you know, you go back in the back and you have one of the guys grab a hold of the back end of the shirt and lift up, and it pulls them all out at the same time. So it hurts for a minute, but you're all right. You take a bare-backed tack bump, and you have to have each one of those things plucked out of your skin. So it hurts a lot longer. So, major props to Flair for that.
Yeah, major props to Flair. That's probably the best thing you can say about it. Again, we are going to spend the next week hearing people bitch, moan, whine, cry, and complain that Hogan and Flair were involved in the main event.
Which they shouldn't have been anyway, and then you had Abyss going, oh shit, there's a finish to this match.
Oh yeah, there you go. And Abyss winds up with the pin. And fade to black. Guys, pay-per-view sucked. I'm sorry. It D-. Well?
Can I just give it no rating?
No, you got to give it A rating.
Fine. It wasn't a complete abortion. I'll go with a D-.
Okay, Omega.
We got toward the end of that pay-per-view, we found Jeff Hardy laid out, and all I could think of is, God, I envy you right now. You get to be unconscious for this. Which I don't think Sting actually attacked him from behind. I think he just happened to find Hardy after the painkiller kicked in. But
whoa.
After he got the shot at Demerol.
Well, how do you explain why Jeff Hardy ran out and saved the day all by himself?
He can't
speed. Look, he had a meth lab in his old trailer, so I'm going to say he still had some of that shit left over.
Didn't I say that in there? Oh, look, he can't feel it because he's high on painkillers.
There you go. Mace, your rating.
I didn't give a rating, bitch.
Oh, well, then give a rating, Omega. Bitch.
D.
All right, Mace, your rating.
F for fail.
All right. Spug.
F, and can I have my $39.95 back, blocks?
Well, if you had spent $39.95, you might be able to make a case about getting it back. Alan!
I'm giving it a C just because Kurt Angle, Anderson saved it. I gotta agree with some friends of mine that the lockdown concept for the first couple of years was really cool, but now it's kind of gotten to yeah, so we got this cage around this ring, and nobody's going to get in, but they can all get the hell out. It's a C.
Wow, you're the more generous of the group.
Far more generous.
I'm curious, what is a D or D minus in your book? Do the two main eventers have to just, like, start the match, both punch each other, then just spend 10 minutes crying in the corner?
Lead his vagina exposed on cable television.
Okay, you're not allowed to talk anymore for the rest of the night.
Okay, can we move on?
Jeez,
please?
Even I didn't go there.
So, altogether, the final tally, D minus. It didn't get a failing grade for me specifically because of what you said, Alan. The Angle-Ken Anderson match pretty much got it from a complete failing grade. I'm sorry, guys. The pay-per-view was no good. Don't get me wrong. The wrestlers are great. They worked their asses off. They did everything they could to entertain. Booking needs to be fucking shut. You're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Stick around. We're going to be back with a little mini great debate right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Skills you were given at birth. Live your life different what it's worth. Show off the style you perfect in life. Show off the way to make it right. Make it to the top of my profession. Roll air until you feel there's nothing more for you to do or say. None of you better get in my way. Coming down. If you do, you'll be back on level.
Hey guys, Maverick here.
Professional, realist,
genius. You know, I've been hearing what those pricks on WTR have said about me, and you know what? I think it's out of jealousy that I've ran a clean show for as long as I have.
I'm basically giving them free publicity off of the internet, and all I get is...
Fuck math.
Oh well, the hell with it. If you want an opinion that's realistic without so many four-letter words,
hey!
Then tune in to Running the Rope.
Hey!
Every Fuck Friday,
man.
Right here, exclusively on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You see that? That's called professionalism, bitches.
Professionalism?
Fuck what?
Fuck math?
Make it sound like a question.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, news, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as...
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Mick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talent today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today.
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage.
Brett Berry. Janice Michelle.
Christy Hemme.
Jay Lethal.
Yesterday.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
Paul Pooney, the quickest of all time.
Jimmy Van the Boogie Wiggleman.
And tomorrow.
TJ Wilson, Natty Neidhart.
Harry Smith. Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pro juice. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
As the NHL regular season has come to an end, the Calgary Flames are heading home. They suck. Which now means Wednesday nights are free to be geeky. Join myself, Omega, and that guy that we'll eventually put into the intro, Mace, every Wednesday night as we bring you Geek Talk done right, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog. All hail. Bow down to the, bow down to the king. Bow down to the king.
In red, as he walked from the place.
Yeah, welcome back to Let's Talk Radio.
Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. That's got to be just about Triple H's best intro going. And it's courtesy of Lemmy, the guy that Triple H tried to look like not too long ago. You remember that, Alan?
Oh, God. Do we really got to go with the Manfro thing? I never understood half the crap that Helmsley does, but then again, when you're the boss's son-in-law and you're, your fourth kid with the wife?
Okay. Hey, before you give him, before you school him, Spug, I have to warn him. Let him know, because he doesn't know. Alan?
Yes.
Triple H happens to be Spug's number one man crush. And
I'm a fan. I've been a fan of Triple H's since he was Jean-Paul Levesque going back to his WCW days.
Not talk about the game that way.
If he was the game that was actually the game that I was a fan of, yeah, I would not be talking that way about Paul Levesque. But this is like when I get into discussions with people about Ric Flair. I'm glad I own the Triple H DVD sets, because when Paul gets in the ring now, like when Ric Flair gets near a ring now, I go turn off what I'm watching and put on that DVD, because there's a point where you just got to say to him, Triple H, I know you need a walker to get up the stairs, dude, to get down the ramp, but you got to just step back. And for a while, I thought that was coming when he did the thing with Sheamus and figured, all right, cool, this maybe his way to segue out, but instead, no. So Spug can go ahead and hit me with a sledgehammer. I'm wide open for it.
No. I was just going to say you can't talk about the game that way. No.
I'm fine with it.
He can talk about the game however the hell he wants. It's my show, not yours. Shut up. We've got a caller. Hey, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. It's Miss Destiny.
Miss Destiny, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I've got an announcement for you guys, and it's a wrestling-related one.
Oh, you're going to take on Lita in a three-way match?
No. I just got confirmation today on my second ticket. Wish me luck, you guys. My brother and I are going to the SmackDown show in Tampa on June the 8th.
Oh, well, I hope that you have a lot of fun. Did you get a chance to see the pay-per-view tonight?
Yes, in bits and pieces. Yes, I did.
What did you think of the bits and pieces that you saw?
I thought it was pretty good. It was a tiny bit stale in certain areas. I'm not quite into Madison Rayne being the Knockouts heavyweight champion.
No, I'm just
Kurt Angle, Mr. Anderson match was pretty good. That kind of stole the show for me. But when I saw Kazarian do some of that little one, like kind of tombstone pile driver, this one, I almost passed out.
I see. Well,
I hope that you have a good time at SmackDown. It should be
yes,
pretty good.
Would you like me to report it for you guys and give you and call you guys with an update on how I did?
Do you have like a BlackBerry or something you can send us email updates?
I don't know, but I do have you as a friend on Skype. I can, when I get home, I can Skype you the details.
Oh, yeah, sure, send us details on Skype, and we'll read them for you on the air. That being said, Lisa, as always, it's a pleasure to hear from you, and thank you for calling.
Bug, it is so good to hear your voice in a long time.
First Bug?
The asshole you are currently trying to reach is not available right now. Please leave your message at the tone. Beep!
Spug. Me as four. I haven't heard from you in a long time. I haven't listened to the show in a while, so it's good to finally hear you.
Thank you, dear. It's nice to talk to you. I've been busy.
I'll send you the details. And, guys, pray I meet Matt Stryker, okay?
Okay. Will do. Thanks for calling.
Right, thank you, guys.
Okay, bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
There she is, everybody. Lisa, also known as Miss Destiny, calling in. That's right. The phone lines are open. You can call in now and give us your take. 888-357-9876.
She is obsessed with him.
She wants to give you a great big white kiss.
She is obsessed with Matt Stryker. I swear to God. I hope that Matt Stryker has gotten a hold of the local cops and got the restraining order ready.
Relax, I think Matt Stryker might be able to school her. Anyway, there we go. That being said, yada, yada, yada. Let's take a quick look at some news. We already touched on the WWE travel situation. They are potentially, if you'll excuse my French, fucked for tomorrow night's Raw broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night SmackDown. Alan?
Or it could be Friday night next. I mean, did the next kids get out too, or are they bagging bad? This is one of those most unpredictable things you could ever have happen in sports and entertainment. I mean, WWE wasn't the only ones that were affected by this. I'm sure there's a lot of European rock tours going on and other events going on, but wouldn't WWE have, instead of, I would have canceled my Ireland dates and just said, yeah, right, everybody, Madrid, let's get the hell out of here.
That would have been a good idea.
I could see the SmackDown takeover for one night, or... Wasn't there also a rumor going around that they were going to do a Raw from Ireland like they did last week with Hasselhoff and just package it in?
Not exactly. What I heard, the news is they rented a studio and they filmed vignettes. And this couldn't have happened at a worse time for WWE. Of course, they're still going to get their 220,000 pay-per-view buys next Sunday. But this is Raw, you know, their going home show for Raw for Extreme Rules, Spug.
Wait. Did he just say Hasselhoff?
Last Monday night, guest hosted Raw.
I didn't watch Raw last week. I missed Hasselhoff.
You missed the Hoff, man.
I missed my theater.
You missed the Hoff.
I missed the Führer. No!
He came in driving Kit.
How? Why don't you people tell me these things?
Because...
you've only been doing the wrestling show for a few years now. I would think you'd try to keep up.
Unaware that he was on Raw, because if I had known, I would have been in front of my television with my little Mitch Baywatch doll and my red spandex shorts on, waiting to see it all.
Well, courtesy of Mace in the production chat. Spug, you go watch that and let us know when you're finished jerking off while we talk about WWE SmackDown moving to sci-fi.
No, wait.
What?
I actually had an idea through the last little discussion about Raw being stuck in the UK and SmackDown taking over the show.
Okay,
there is a brilliant way to play that off, and there is a way of actually making it even seem like they knew what the hell they were doing. And that is to hype the upcoming draft, because we're going to have another draft here soon. And wouldn't it be a good way of promoting it to say, hey, wouldn't you like to see, here's a list of SmackDown superstars appearing on Raw. Who would you like to see stay here? Who would you like to see drafted? And, you know, like, maybe build that up for once?
That sounds logical. Stop it.
Yeah, logic and professional wrestling. How often does that mix? Speaking of the draft, you know, we've got a WTR mock draft coming up, and we're actually going to break down the standard butters on April 25th, 2010, into two different teams. And teams to be announced later, but one team will vote. Will deal with the draft for Raw. The other team will deal with the draft for SmackDown. And as a matter of fact, let's just pull the names out of the hat. I wish we had drum roll music. Do we have a drum roll? Okay, there you go. The big drum roll. Okay, so the first name out of the hat are responsible for the Raw draft is Omega. And I have great news for those of you who care about the hockey playoffs. And
holy cow!
Sure?
What the heck? Holy cow!
The Colorado Avalanche have won in overtime.
Woo-hoo!
Go Sharks! Go right into the fucking ocean, you cunts! Anyway, excuse me. Back to what we said. Now
I can't believe that went in.
Another. We got to pick
That's
another
what
name.
Said.
We're going to pull game out of the hat for SmackDown here. And for SmackDown, Will. Okay, so we've got Omega on Raw, Will on SmackDown. Next one, Rock, you want to pull the ticket for the Raw side for the team?
I guess I should, so give me a second here. Let me find it. That's the dice from Dungeons & Dragons. We don't need that right now. Here we go. It's going to be Spug. We'll be drafting there for Raw as well.
Okay, so I don't think we need to go to the hat to put Mace on the SmackDown.
You do.
Brand.
Yes, you do.
Okay, hang on.
Will's looking for Will. Nick to join him for this.
No.
Okay, Will, put your name into the hat, or put your hand into the hat and see if you can pull Nick's name out or if you get Mace.
Or Mav.
Fuck Mav.
Or fuck, something bit me. Oh, joy. Mace.
Yeah, don't pull the size tag.
Inspected by number Will. Six? Number what the hell?
Come on, Will.
Okay. Can I leave this draft and go book the guys that will end up being left out and come to TNA?
No, because you keep bitching about getting TNA questions. So the answer is no. Will?
I'd rather TNA than SmackDown.
There you go. Will, pull the name.
I just said Mace, like twice.
There you go. So there it is. Mace and Will for SmackDown, Omega and Spug for the Raw brand. And once again, next Sunday night, that's right, April 25th, 2010, it's the WTR Mock Draft Show. You know.
All right. I just have to say that intro for David Hasselhoff was epic.
Hey, so
although the druids, I'm not really understanding the druids.
It's the cult of the Hoff.
It's the Hoff cult.
My favorite Hoff cult moment is in the movie Dodgeball.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was hilarious. All right. Okay, so let's take a look at the rest of the news bits here. WWE SmackDown moving to Sci-Fi.
looks like in the United States, or as I like to call it, the excited states of America, the Sci-Fi Network is available as a part of the basic package on all major cable and satellite providers, as opposed to My Network TV. Is this not correct?
This is absolutely correct.
They actually just recently moved My Network TV off our basic and onto our extended cable.
They were talking about Sci-Fi, Will.
Right, but they're talking about Sci-Fi, SmackDown from My Network to Sci-Fi, and I'm saying that it's good, for one, because they just moved fucking My Network off our basic cable.
And so they're moving back onto your basic cable.
Yes.
So more people will have the chance to see it. What is this going to do for the Sci-Fi Network? You know that this is going to be a highest rated program on Sci-Fi. What's it going to do to all the Spug Mace Omega, I almost spoke out of turn. What's it going to do to all the space geeks, you know, the outcasts?
So they miss out on 2 hours.
This coming from the Star Trek geek.
Yeah, for real, dude.
Is this going to affect Sci-Fi's
for once he's silent.
No, I was actually smoking. But is this going to affect Sci-Fi's ratings on all of their other also-ran programming?
Probably
not. Did ECW?
It concerns me because I almost have a feeling this might be the MTV route where, okay, we're going to let in one or two shows that don't really fit in with the network, and then all of a sudden, weren't we originally about this once upon a time?
Interesting. Any other thoughts?
Sci-Fi did just change the name of the station so that it no longer reads Sci-Fi in the traditional sense.
Yeah, it kind of sort of looks like it should say, you should say Sippy.
Sippy.
As in with, iffy, with an S.
with this move, I just hope Sci-Fi did the right thing and demand the contract rehiring of the zombie.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
That was the only character out of all those Sci-Fi specific characters on ECW that actually got over with the crowd.
So, WWE SmackDown rating. We're going to see a big boost come fall.
It's SmackDown.
It's SmackDown.
Do we really need to care about the rating?
Well, come on.
It's a crap show anyway.
It's not crap. You're crap.
It's crap.
It's not crap. You're crap.
They've put on the same show for the past 4 weeks. It's crap.
But that's great because they keep missing it 3 weeks in a row. Anyway, next news item, Jim Cornette wants to murder Vince Russo.
Oh, yeah.
This is news how? how many people want to do that?
This is news because he sent an email to Terry Taylor. Terry Taylor forwarded it to the cops. The cops are now supposedly investigating Jim Cornette because Vince Russo fears for his life.
Really?
Wouldn't you? The guy carries around a fucking tennis racket.
Okay, words of advice. Number one, Vinny Rue, okay? It's Jim fucking Cornette. This is the guy who cut a promo on a fast food clerk, for fuck's sakes. You're going to really worry about him saying he wants to murder you? Basically, you can take a look at that email and say, oh, well, he's not going to do it because he can't think of a fucking way to do it without getting caught.
You dumbass. That, and this is also the guy that got punched in the mouth in ROH and cut a promo immediately after it with two bloody holes where his teeth used to be.
I mean, please. Alan, do you have an opinion on Jimmy Cornette and Vince Russo?
I think it's all nuts. I'm sure Vinny Rue is sitting there going like he was with the whole Kurt Angle, Jeff Jarrett thing going, oh, can I please turn this into an angle? Maybe if I get killed in the middle of the ring, the ratings will actually get above a one.
That's actually a good idea. Now, if we could just figure out how to actually get Russo in the ring so he's legit killed, I'd tune in to watch.
Look, if they could put that angle in there, then I'm expecting Hulk Hogan to take on
the Lantern Corps. OTL joke for anybody who doesn't
okay,
understand.
So there you go. Now, everybody, make sure that you stay tuned tomorrow night once again. At, I do believe it's 9 o'clock Eastern USA time for Monday Night SmackDown Live from East Rutherford, New Jersey. With that, why don't we start our little mini version of the one night only Great Debate. Who's got the better flying elbow? Shawn Michaels or Macho Man Randy Savage? Are you guys ready?
Yeah, yeah, Tim, did you forget how this works? You have to start calling on us.
Yeah. Well, no, I was actually waiting for the Great Debate intro, but I guess we're going to skip that.
We don't have one. There's certain, they're specific for, you know.
Oh,
debate.
We don't have a generic one. Okay, there you go.
You gotta
okay,
pay
so,
attention.
Well, then I'll,
pay
just,
attention.
Get into,
yeah, pay
I'll
attention.
Just get into what I normally do.
Yeah.
And start with Will.
Fuck, I don't know. Skip me.
Okay, Omega.
Okay, during the last commercial, I reviewed both elbow drops. I've been mulling over this carefully. I give it to Shawn Michaels. Only because his seems to have a little bit more grace. He leads with his elbow a little bit more, so it looks more impactful. And it is a lot more versatile. He's done it into announcing tables. He's done it through tables. And he's done it off of a ladder bare-assed. So.
Okay. Why did you have to focus on him doing it off the ladder bare-assed? That's all I want to know.
Why not?
There you go. Will, we're coming back to you in a minute. So,
have you ever tried to jump off a ladder with your pants around your ankles? No, it's hard. Trust me.
I wouldn't drop on a ladder with my pants around my ankles.
Why were you on... You know what? I'm going to regret asking this.
No, I'm still in Florida. I can't divulge it.
Why were you on a ladder bare-ass to begin with? Was the female involved?
I'm not.
Or a transformer?
I'm not. It was both, but I'm not discussing it here. Not on the air.
Right, so, Mace, Macho Man or Shawn Michaels?
It's gonna be the Macho Man. The guy made that thing look like it killed people. And that's the point of a finisher. And the fact that it's a fucking elbow drop. It's meant to look like it's going to fucking destroy your ribcage. He did it perfectly. Michaels just made it look fancy. And supposedly did it without pants. So.
Off the ladder. Don't forget
Awful. I'm gonna do a Macho Man, because he actually made it look deadly.
Okay, so we're basically tied up. Spug!
I'm going to go Macho Man.
Ooh, 2-1 for the Macho Man. Ooh, yeah. How come?
I mean, one, yeah, he made it look like he killed people. Two, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that, Shawn Michaels just gave it more grace. I'm sorry, but when you've got somebody calls himself the Macho King, or the Macho Man, and he goes arms up and comes off that rope. Perfect. That elbow was always at a 90-degree angle when he came down. And just landed that son of a bitch. It's got to be the Macho Man.
All right, Alan. Which one and why?
Got to be the Macho Man. And the two guys that are the workers in the room basically said it best. And as someone that's a fan of the wrestling, to Michaels, it was just another move. To the Macho Man, it was his signature move.
Uh-huh.
You knew when Macho was going up, it was time to turn to your friends and go, all right, this one's over, boys. And then, unless he was wrestling the Immortal Bald Spot, and then it was like, holy cow, somebody actually got out of the elbow. But
Or
it was the Macho Man.
The Ultimate Warrior at WrestleMania.
Yeah, really. Fuck that.
Yeah.
He dropped that elbow on Warrior 6 times in that match, and Warrior kicked out.
What did Warrior do? Popped up like a fucking roided up.
Yeah, Mr. I can't sell to save my life. Wait a minute, that's a contradiction. Will, we're coming back to you.
I'm going to say Macho Man because he was the original elbow dropper.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The Macho Man wins. I don't need to even think about giving you my answer.
But you have to anyway.
But I will. Okay. No, the Macho Man, Randy Savage, quite simply, the elbow delivered by Shawn Michaels was more of an FU. You know, he's in midair and he does the, you know, up yours before he drops the elbow. It was part of his move set. It was not a set up. You see, and Mace, you hit it right on the money. You knew that somebody's dead when Randy Savage climbed up onto that rope. He made that flying elbow look lethal. And I'm not talking Jay Lethal. I mean deadly lethal. And it was a setup is what it was. Not so much his finisher, but the setup for him winning however he wound up with the pin. By setting up his opponent for a finisher or a couple of other moves to put the exclamation point on it. But the Macho Man, Randy Savage. And that's the great debate mini version. Everybody, we've got quick hits coming. And you might want to stick around for that because our special guest, Alan Logic, is going to stick around for that. We'll be back. Russell Talk Radio, WTR Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
Thursday night, the Wild Talk Radio Network becomes a place where anything goes. Prepare to be sinful. Thursdays, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Nick Anthony from OWW Radio, and I want you to join me Tuesdays for the most opinionated wrestling talk on the internet. We mix in current events and news from all over the world. It's nonstop opinionated wrestling news talk. It is OWW Radio at OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. Write it down. OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com. That's the site known around the world, man. That's via the largest wrestling database worldwide, even in Canada. Ha! Come on, I'm just joking. But listen. Listen to OWW Radio with features like This Week in Wrestling History, where we make mention of all things that happened this week in wrestling history. Can you imagine it? Plus, the Match of the Week and OWW Jeopardy. That's where we test your wrestling knowledge. It's just like Jeopardy without Alex Trebek, right? We got interviews. Just recently, we interviewed Bret the Hitman Hart. Excuse me. I said Bret the Hitman Hart. OWW Radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Also, clickwrestle.com and YouTube. We're there too, OWW Radio. And subscribe, slap that's to us, at the iTunes Store. OWW Radio is on Twitter, and we have Facebook also. OWW Radio, man, where fans and legends come together.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, WTR gave to me 12 sinful stories.
11 swipes at mouth.
10 shots of whiskey.
9 live shows.
8 Lita jokes.
7 reminders to call in.
6 days of programming.
5 I starting shows.
4 shows this my guy.
3 wrestling talk shows.
2 Australian.
And a pay-per-view post show for free!
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Raven, the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, and you're listening to WTR, and I've got a tip for you. Don't pet burning dogs.
Hey everyone, this is the original voice of wrestling, Tim Stein. Catch me talking sense about the WWE, TNA, and the rest on the real voice of professional wrestling talk, Wrestle Talk Radio, Sunday nights, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Championship Wrestling's referee Jim Molyneux, and you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep it extreme.
Back to WTR tonight, we'll start right here on Wild Talk. Rick Network, and you're during the commercial break why we never did go through with the WTR karaoke for CB Radio or anything goes. Nobody on this fucking network could hold a tune to save their lives. Did you notice that?
Yes, we did, but let's get on with the show.
Karaoke's? Yes. Yeah, there you go. Well, here it is. It's time. Two questions each. We got our special guest.
Hey. Didn't we have a pay-per-view to break down next week?
Yeah, you have a pay-per-view first, Timmy.
I didn't want to do the pay-per-view first, but fine.
Listen to the format and your producer, okay?
What the format? Okay, what are you trying to make this, OWW Radio?
No, we're trying to be different than them, but yeah.
Sing! Yeah, there you go.
They have, like, five.
We're actually entertaining.
Good one.
Ooh. That was a low blow, and here I was. I was going for the subtlety, but you blew it right out the fucking water. All right, yeah, okay, so Extreme Rules pay-per-view next Sunday night, and I have a problem with this. Extreme Rules, when there's no blood, and they'll stop the matches if anybody, even picks their nose too hard.
Unless you're Batista.
Well, yeah, but even then. That being said, ironically, and I was speaking about Batista, last man standing match for the WWE title, Batista versus John Cena. Who wins, Will?
Oh, God, let it be Batista.
Who wins, Omega?
Nobody. Not in this match.
Well, the fans certainly don't win, but who's going to hold the WWE title at the end of the match? Try that.
God, man, it's gonna be Cena.
Alright, Mace.
Fire up the merchandise machines, it's John Cena's 900,000th win!
Alan.
It's Cena, cause Batista's leaving to go make a movie. Why put the belt on the guy when he's gonna go off to do a movie?
Oh, god damn it.
Yeah, he's making a movie. That's why I dropped it at Mania, so I was surprised that he's even sticking around for this pay-per-view.
Yeah, it couldn't be any worse than the Marine, could it? All right, Spud, you in consensus?
Yeah, but no matter who wins, we all lose.
We all lose. That's exactly right. The next matchup, the Extreme Rules match for the heavyweight.
Who's been drinking tonight, Tim?
Speaking of painkillers kicking in.
No? Well, okay, Spud was closer than you, Omega. Anyway, Randy Orton versus Jack Swagger, the All-American American, if you will. Alan, who wins?
I'm still trying to figure out what WWE's considering an Extreme Rules match. Is it because you got a street fight later on with Triple H and Sheamus? So isn't that kind of extreme? I mean, I'll keep the belt on Swagger just for a little while.
Kidoki?
I'll probably be the only one that I'll probably be the only one who goes with it because I'm kind of intrigued to see where they're going to go with this run with him. Because a lot of people that called in OWW Radio the other and emailed me were just going like, why in the name of God did you talk about Swagger as this being a good thing? And I said it was good because it was shock value of the fastest that the Money in the Bank's been cashed in. And I got to see, unlike anyone else on here, I got to see the former Jake Hager in person at FCW for a few months while he was building up his character to what he is now, and the guy is a legit, he's as close to Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar and Shelton Benjamin and Elijah Burke as you could get in the amateur wrestling sense, two-time All-American, legit at Oklahoma. It's interesting to me to see him where he is, so that's why I like to see him with it. I'm sure everybody's going to kill me right now, so feel free to start stabbing away.
Okay, so, Spud, take your shots.
Randy Orton.
Why?
Yes, Randy Orton. Because Jack Swagger's not ready. He may be a legit amateur wrestler, and it's hard. I mean, it's hard to be a good amateur wrestler. But it's even harder to get over when you have a Dusty Rhodes lisp and can't work like Dusty Rhodes did.
Mace.
Okay, extreme rules with no shots to the head, no blood.
Not very extreme, is it?
No. You know, a paper cut on TNA is more extreme than this pay-per-view. But I'm actually going to side with Alan on this one and go with Jack Swagger, only because with the draft coming up, I could see them putting Orton on SmackDown and have him chase Swagger for at least another month.
Okay. Omega.
Daffy Duck. That's all I can think of when I hear the list.
Okay.
Daffy Duck, a far more credible world champion, by the way.
Oh, so I was going to say by implication you're going to go with Swagger too.
Unfortunately.
Okay, Will.
I'd say it would depend on what they do for the draft, but it's the WWE, and who knows what the fuck they're going to do anyways. I'm actually going to say Swagger.
Interesting. I think Orton should win it. Swagger beating Orton, in my opinion, it destroys the credibility that Randy has spent his entire career building up as one of the top workers in WWE.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'd love to see Orton win it, but after the travesty that was the Sheamus world title run, I said back when it happened, if they were going to hotshot anybody, at least let it be someone like Swagger. And here we are, Swagger's a world champion, and I want to see where they go with it.
Well,
with it being Extreme Rules, Swagger could, he doesn't have to beat Orton cleanly. He could just hit him with a weapon or drop a spotlight on him to beat him.
Okay, there you go.
Or you've got Edge and Jericho sitting in the wings waiting to pounce on Swagger to get the belt. Why not have them turn around and, have Jericho come out and take down Orton? It could happen.
Wasn't the big story, we got to keep the belt on SmackDown?
Exactly.
Next match. CM Punk's hair on the lane, Rey Mysterio versus Punk.
Wait, what?
He didn't stutter.
It's a hair versus nothing match.
It's a not hair versus nothing match?
It's not hair versus mask. It's, if I lose, I'll shave my head. Cause I'm CM Jesus.
And if Rey Mysterio loses, he'll go have his 23rd knee operation in 6 months.
Yeah. Oh, my dear sweet Jesus.
What's this you were saying earlier tonight, Spug, about WWE's booking not being retarded?
I never said it was genius all the time. I was unaware of this little fuck-up in my argument, though.
Okay, so pick your winner, Spug.
So point to Mace on that one, but... Rey Mysterio.
Ooh. Alan.
I'll go with Punk just because, like I said, rumors been going around. Mysterio is going to get another knee operation, so I got to go with Punk. He gets the retaliation for WrestleMania.
Mace.
I would actually go with CM Jesus, only because I accept straight edge into my life, except he can go get fucked when it comes to drinking.
There you go. Okay. Well, Omega.
I'm going to give it to Punk. You got for some reason in these matches they never seem to go with the one that has something to lose.
Seems like that, doesn't it? Will. Uh-huh.
I can't see Punk without his hair. That just I don't see it happening. I'm gonna have to say Mysterio gets his ass saved.
Okay, even though that's not on the line this time around, unlike...
No, but know. That's why Punk's... Did you watch the promos? He's doing it to save fucking...
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing. I'm gonna go with Alan, and pretty much just about everybody else here, except for one thing, Alan. This feud isn't over with this pay-per-view, and, they're not done yet. Ray's not going to go and get his knee operation right after this pay-per-view. This is part two of a three-parter. So CM Punk is going to win, and it's going to wind up tied. They'll have the blow-off at the next pay-per-view. Then we'll see what happens from there.
Well, it could be a quick clean in, out, done in 5 minutes at a drive-thru, for all we know, the way knee operations are done these days.
Well, it depends on what type of knee operation Ray's had, and let's face it, he's had about 300,000 and 27 other ones. When you get up that far, it takes a little bit longer to fix things up.
Let's not kid ourselves. He's getting the spring-loaded ones that he needs.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
He's getting his Go-Go Gadget knees finally installed. I'm surprised they make those in midget size.
Well, they're actually just slinkies.
They're actually, they're off the juniors rack. So. Next match, street fight, Sheamus versus Triple H. Here's the thing here. Triple H has been complaining about neck problems lately. He's also got problems flaring up with his quads again. So there's a little hint for you guys. Start with Will.
Fuck me, Sheamus.
I don't think Sheamus would agree with that.
Okay, who else picked up on that?
Just letting that go, man. Let it go.
Please tell me that he's not your man crush, Will.
No.
No, fuck, no!
Why do you think Sheamus' skin is so white, Tim?
All that freak me goodness. Anyway, Omega.
Casper the Friendly Irishman.
Casper the Friendly...
We saw a glimmer of hope for this guy at WrestleMania against Triple H. I'm counting on them to put on a good match again. And with Triple H needing to go out and the WWE going to be at a serious lack of top talent, he is not ashamed to... do the job so Sheamus can have a little bit of credibility for a while.
Yeah, okay, Sheamus getting a little bit of credibility at WrestleMania 26, works a body part, and then tries to end the match by attacking a different body part. Ring Psychology 101. Yeah. Oops.
He still had one of his best matches.
Well, I won't disagree, but still.
Look, Tim, baby steps. Come on.
He's learning, Tim. He's learning.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we call him Stay Puft Marshmallow Man Mace.
Well, I'm going to go with the white man on the poster. Or should I say the facial hair on the poster? Because damn, yeah, that poster is scary.
A pair of eyes and facial hair, and that's all you see. Spug.
Triple H beats the Ginger Kid.
You just say that because you want to screw your butt blue. Alan.
I'm going to go with Sheamus, just like I said, Tim. If Triple H is like Ray Ray and he's hurting so bad, let Sheamus put him out for a couple months and come back at SummerSlam and reclaim your throne.
Absolutely. Triple H does the job and goes out for a couple of months on his back. Don't forget, Steph's about to squeeze out another kid, so this is a perfect time for him to step out of the spotlight. Yes, she is.
Kid number three. Damn.
I had that same reaction last week when they said it.
Yep.
That's kid number three.
Damn, huh?
But, that man's getting busy. No wonder he doesn't return my phone calls anymore.
You jealous, Bug?
I you might be.
That's supposed to be my baby.
Oh. All right, so we got a steel cage match as the next match, Edge versus Chris Jericho. Alan, who wins?
I'd love to see Edge win this. This has actually turned into a really good feud. And it's like I just said with the Triple H Sheamus thing, I could totally see these guys going to SummerSlam or whatever the pay-per-view is going to be called now in November.
War Games.
It's
going to be War Games.
It is a War Games style pay-per-view.
Yeah. We're all fervently hoping, at least.
We can all hope, since the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, baby, has got something to say about it. It's his baby after all. And then again, I think all of us are Dusty's babies for all we know, but... I would love to see Edge win this and keep the feud going, unless WWE's going, yeah, all right, we're done with these guys. But as everybody else has said, these feuds are really great and everything, but come April 25th, we're going to all be sitting here going, all right, that feud, see that window? It just went right out of it.
Bada bing, bada boom. Spug.
Christian.
No. No. Oh. Versus Jericho.
Oh, Edge.
What?
The other one. I don't care.
He was thinking Edge, but he said Christian because he wants to be butt buddies with Christian too, apparently. I don't know.
Christian is not as pretty as Triple H. Shut your mouth.
He's got a better looking nose. Mace!
Edge.
All kinds of things, buddy.
Shush, buddy.
Yes, like I said, Edge is going to win. That's it. Not giving a reason. Fuck you all.
Okay. Omega.
It's going to be Edge. finally hit that freaking spear.
All right.
Then we can end the chanting.
Okay. Will.
Someone had better get speared through the fucking cage.
Somebody better get his ass speared, motherfucker. That's all I got to say about it.
Also, Edge.
So the consensus is, I think it's time everybody expects Edge to win this one. All right, so there's our Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Quick preview. I think it is time now that we move on to the last segment of the night. We call this one Quick Hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio Quick Hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio Quick Hits.
All right, here, quick, I'm going to start with Will, but before I ask you your first question, Will, I'm going to just say, Tony, in the chat, I don't want to read you talking about Natalia's boop, but Jeannie Moore. She's like a kid sister to me. Behave yourself.
She's got a great rack, dude.
Okay, I don't want to hear you talking about her rack. Behave yourself. She's like
rack.
A kid sister.
I don't care. Dude, she's got some fantastic titties.
All of you. She's like a kid sister to me, so you're not allowed to talk about her fantastic rack. All right, so there it is. We're going to get into quick hits. Start off with Will. Your first question tonight. There are people saying they want to see Paul Heyman go to TNA. Do you think he'd help them? And do you think he'd even be interested?
Let's see. Considering that the main two of the top guys in TNA are Russo and Bischoff, even if he was interested, he wouldn't simply because it's Russo and Bischoff. There's no way that guy would be able to not butt heads with them. He'd rather go do his own thing, so no.
Okay, so nope, not a chance. Omega, what is the one thing you enjoy most about a TNA pay-per-view?
The end credits, where it has the copyright and it fades to black.
Now.
Okay, well, you want the other stock answer? It's the RVD match, which is now going to be part of every TNA pay-per-view.
Bloody staple. Okay, well, we can accept that one, I guess. We're going to skip to our special guest host. Alan, your first question of the night. What's the greatest match you've ever seen live in person?
Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels, Unbreakable 2005. That was quite possibly... I had seen some pretty interesting matches working with NWA Florida and the Jeff Peterson Memorial Cup, but that match was just... that I had never seen a match where the building... And I know people crap on the Impact Zone's fans all the time, but that was a match that really they were putting a lot of faith in these three guys, but going, yep, we're going to put you guys as main event, and I'm sure everybody was probably thinking, oh, he's going to say a Flair match, or he's going to say a Hogan match, or something like that. Nope, that was it. And I'm sure everybody thinks I'm wrong, but hey, that's my opinion.
Hey, I remember that match. It was a hell of a match. That match put them on the map in TNA as far as most people are concerned. Spud, your first question of the night. You ready?
Does it involve daddy's titties?
No. Beat you up. All right, who's the most overrated wrestler in wrestling right now?
Oh, dear Jesus. Most overrated wrestler in wrestling right now. Batista.
It's hard. You like Cena, huh?
No, Batista.
Batista, the most overrated?
Oh, yeah.
Clarify.
Definitely. Look, Batista... Batista has had the strap, but now has a whole shit ton of hype behind him that is undeserved. And I don't care if you worked with Ric Flair and Triple H. Nobody can make him not botch Tista, and nobody can make him able to talk. The dude stood in a ring for 6 minutes on a SmackDown and said nothing.
Okay, so botch Tista. Mace!
But
what is your favorite extreme match?
Favorite extreme match. I'm not going to give you a specific match. I'm just going to give you a timeline. ECW from like 95 through 98.
Can we accept that
all
one?
All they did was kill each other.
Can we accept that one, judges? Yeah, okay. That's acceptable. Awesome. Okay, there we go. Back around to the top of the list. Will, question number two. If you could ask Spud to do one thing for you, what would it be?
Get me a picture of Natty's titties.
Yes! Natty's titties.
Okay, hang up on him.
They're great titties. God, they're great titties.
Will?
That's my answer.
No, it's not. You're not allowed to have that as an answer, because first off, ain't never going to happen. Secondly, no.
They're awesome titties.
Shut up!
Fuck, I don't know. If they ever get up to, if you ever get your company up and running, and Mace and Spug are both there at the same time, I want him to reenact the boner on the head story he experienced himself.
Hilarious! Okay, I'm sure there are people out there wondering, what the fuck are you talking about? We'll just leave you with that and not worry about it for the time being.
Go listen to the archives. It's in there somewhere.
And it's a story to be heard for sure. Mace, what is the one must see match you would buy a front row seat ticket for?
Again, this would involve time travel. As I would go back to the ECW event where it was Tommy Dreamer versus Raven in a cage with the chair shot heard around the world.
Oh shit! Damn, that was such awesome. Okay, that works. Omega, You're stranded in the United Kingdom for a day. What three things would you do to occupy your time?
Oh, jeez. This is that is rough. I don't know what the hell did I get. Oh, number one, I'd visit my YouTube friends in the UK. I've got far too many of them.
You're like a YouTube god in the UK.
Oh yeah. I've got literally dozens of fans.
You're YouTube's version of Bret Hart, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to claim that, but just saying.
I am the Lex Luger of YouTube, because I am the total package, and I have the torture rack. And speaking of rack, I was watching this Natty Neidhart match the other day.
All right! I will turn this car around.
You see what I started? You see what happened?
Do you want me to reach back there and slap you all? I will reach back there and smack all of you. That's enough. All right. Moving on. Alan, I've got a second question for you. If you're ready.
Yeah, sure.
You know what the answer should be.
I don't think you're ready, but here it is. If you could be in a three-way with two wrestlers, one of them has to be a guy. Who would be in...
Wait, a three-way wrestling match?
I'm not going to specify. Just three-way.
I'm not going to answer that. My wife's in the room.
You can interpret it however you want. Put it that way. And think about it this way. I wouldn't ask Spud this question because I already know which direction he'd go with it.
Wrestling match, Ricky Steamboat and Ric Flair, because both of them would make me look like the greatest wrestler in the history of humankind, and I wouldn't probably take 5 bumps in the entire match.
Okay, there you go. And we'll let him get away with that one because he's the new kid on the block.
Thank God.
Right. Yeah, I think Spug's next with his second question. You ready?
Again, does it involve Natty's titties?
No.
Damn.
You know what, Tim? I'm going to interrupt you here.
What?
I'm going to change the script on you. We're going to throw out question we already had for Spug ready. Spug, what are 3 reasons why Tim Stein is the original voice of wrestling?
Oh,
2 of them are Natty's titties.
Fuck off, Will.
1, he can get me closer to Natty's titties.
That's great, you're going.
2.
Especially not the rate you're going.
2, to be quite honest, the man has done more in the internet wrestling community than most people combined, and has brought more interesting interviews to internet wrestling with more credibility than anybody combined. And three, I don't think we should hold it against him, but he is a Calgary Flames fan, so that does put him on the Weaver School bus. So we should like him just because he's special.
All right, you started out great after you got legit, and then you just fucked everything up. Okay, hang up on him. You're not hanging up on him. What's going on?
I want to know what the original question was.
Yeah, I want to know what the original question too.
I don't know. I'm ready to wrap it up. I got to work at like 4 o'clock in the morning. So before we get out of here, I'm going to go like this and close my end with the finger moving up and down the list on the chat and stop right there. Spud, you've got 2 minutes to rant, and the rant 2 minutes begins as soon as you do. And you get to rant until the bell sounds. Are you ready? Go.
You know, a lot of people think I might take this time to rip on Nick Anthony or talk about Natty's titties or anything like
that. Stop it!
No. I bought a DVD this weekend called The History of the Hell in a Cell Match, and it is probably one of the greatest gimmick matches ever. I say this on the night of the TNA pay-per-view Lockdown, which all matches took place in a steel cage. The problem with this is that wrestling promotions today have forgotten how special gimmicks are and how special gimmick matches should be. There was a period in time in WWE where there wasn't a Hell in a Cell match for 2 straight years. You pull these things out when it's supposed to be a feud ender, when there's no other resort. Now, the novelty of having an entire card in cage matches is great, but we've seen that it becomes stale and boring when you don't, I don't know, escape the fucking cage. Listen, if you're gonna do a gimmick, you do it right. You make sure that the proper booking is behind it. You make sure that the proper storyline is behind it. And most of all, that it's the right fucking time to do it and don't have an entire card dedicated to it. I'm not just ripping on TNA, I'm ripping on WWE. Because this Extreme Rules card that they have coming up is a perfect example. They already had one of those, buddy. It was called ECW. There was an entire promotion that was Extreme Rules. We saw how well that worked out. It was great for a short time period, but it sputtered out. It's time to move on and get back to wrestling. And get back to psychology and what made these things special. And not everyday run-of-the-mill events. That's why they're called gimmicks and specialty matches. I'm done.
Your 2 minutes aren't up. Wow.
St. Natty's titties over and over.
That's enough. All right, well, you know what? I'm ready to go to bed and get out of here. So this is it for another edition of Russ Talk Ready. Don't forget, next weekend we have, I do believe, the WTR Mantra, and that'll be held after the pay-per-view. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Good.
So, don't forget to join us. Don't forget, we're not going to be on at a regular time of 10 o'clock Eastern. It'll be right after the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. And once again, tomorrow night, SmackDown comes to you live from East Rutherford, New Jersey, thanks to the volcano ash coming out of Iceland. I'd like to say thank you very much to Alan Wojcik for joining us for the entire time we spent on the air driving this great big train into all of these different brick walls all over the place tonight. Thanks for joining us. That was a lot of fun, and as long as I'm talking about you, I would really, really like for everybody to tune into OWW Radio Tuesday night with your host, Alan Wojcik. We'll be joined by Aaron Kendrick. And, that Nick Anthony guy is supposed to make some kind of a special appearance from the Cauliflower Alley Club. I believe it's their 45th get-together, annual get-together. Is that not right, Alan?
Vegas, baby, Vegas. Yeah, he's coming on. And apparently there's some huge announcement that Cauliflower Alley is going to make. So huge that they didn't bother to clue any of us into it. And, oh, yeah, we're the ones hosting the show. They've been pubbing.
Oh, my God. 2 seconds. Super big surprise this Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for OWW Radio. And while we're there, don't forget to check out www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Everything you ever wanted to know about any freaking professional wrestler in history of the galaxy can be found.
And after the OWW guys are off there, Tim, some potheads are going to go on the air for an hour and talk about four times.
I was going to get to it after the plucking on www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Yeah. It's a very special 420 show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. That's right after OWW Radio. There's a hint. If you know RVD, you'll understand the 420 show. Hey, head talk from the head shop right here Tuesday night. And, of course, we've got a whole bunch of programming and going to hit you right between the eyes throughout the week. Don't forget, we've got that OTL moving nights to Wednesdays. Geeks speak the way you they want to be heard. And
we're talking about Daddy's titties this week.
On Friday night, we got Running the Ropes with Mav. I think that's his name. Fuck Mav. And, of course, Saturday night, CB Radio. And then next Sunday, us again doing this one more time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I hope that you didn't pay for the pay-per-view. And my final thoughts are, shut up about Natty's titties. Spug?
I want a motorboat Natty's titties.
Yes!
I just want to put my face in between him and go...
Spug?
That's number so, two.
Up nice. Okay, Alan, final thoughts.
I just want to thank you guys for having me on this show. It was a lot of fun. And OWW Radio Tuesday night should be interesting. And I hope that the mock draft that you guys do is possibly better than what we're going to watch in the coming weeks.
Well, find that out next Sunday night. Will, final thoughts.
What I was going to say probably just get me hung up on. So, I got nothing.
Okay, you're lucky. My finger was on the trigger. Omega!
All right, start betting now, people. Will there be an intro for OTL on Wednesday that includes Mace or not?
Tune in to find.
I love teasers.
Got to give him a reason to tune.
Yeah.
I'm not... What Rock just said, I'm not even going to touch. Never mind. Mace.
You know what? Only because everybody else has said it and got at least one free pass, yeah. I'm going to say it. Natty's titties!
quick.
Yeah, my finger was on the trigger. I'm telling you, no more bullshit. That's it.
Who's going to say fuck Mav?
You can, Will. Everybody, thanks for joining us right here at WTR Sunday Night. We'll catch you next Sunday. Have a good one.
Buy the shirt.
For my cat. Too sexy for my cat. For pussy.
Fuck Mav.
For pussy cat. I'm
Natty City.
For my love. Too sexy for my love. Love going to leave me. And I'm
You've been listening to Wrestle Talk Radio, a Wild Talk Radio Network feature presentation produced by WTR Productions. For complete archives of this podcast, check out the official website of Wild Talk Radio Network located at wildtalkradio.com.